Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hi, and this is our open home hour. We're open to anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Angela Hurst is on the way to the Gilbert showroom. So if you had window treatment shopping in mind, you can go visit her in person today at Santan Village area.
Our guest from the last hour in the window treatment showroom, Interior Essentials.
You can use the internet machine to email info at rosieonthehouse.com. If you need a little help with that, you want to snap a picture and send us a little visual aid to explain the project you're working on, or texts to 411-923.
Well, by way of that, we got an email earlier, and it's from a family. It says, "We're so excited to be in the beginning phases of purchasing some land and begin building a new home on horse property just outside of Casa Grande." They say the girls will finally be able to ride and rope at home and raise some cattle. They can't wait to get out of town. So the husband is considering a conventional frame home with the new hybrid exterior wall where you're staggering the studs, injecting the foam wall, and doing a standard foundation and stem wall and footing.
And what Rosie's talking about, staggering the studs, if you're looking at a wood framed wall, generally speaking, in the past, we would do 2x6 or 2x4. And the top and bottom plate that you would nail onto would be the same size. Well, to eliminate thermal bridging to increase the insulation value, is they'll put a 2x6 plank for your top and bottom, and they'll put a 2x4, and they'll bring it all the way to the exterior and line it up and nail it. Then the next stud would be lined up with the interior. So you never have a 2x4 that goes all the way through from stucco to drywall without a layer of foam somewhere to decrease your thermal bridging, and that's the transfer of heat or cooling from the exterior to the interior. So it's supposed to make our homes more energy efficient. And I go back to the question all the time, if you're going to spend that much time and effort, why aren't you stacking blocks?
Yeah, that would certainly be one thing I'd want to talk to them about. But you know, you're looking at buying land, and they've got to set up, sounds like they're going to do some roping, horseback riding. So you've got to orientate that roping arena orientation, depending on what size lot you're buying, almost sets up. You got to start with that. That's the biggest thing you're going to put on the property. And you want that orientated in a way where you're not roping into the sun. Yeah, you've got to get it orientated right. So then that tells you where the house is going to go. And once you know where the house is going to go, then you can start laying out your floor plan. But there's almost so much to talk about when you're talking about the very beginning of land purchasing and home designing. This would probably be something we'll have to visit with in person. But it is one example of the kind of emails we get at the office all the time. And then I've been getting a text from a guy in Tucson, James, wants a whole education on insulation all morning long. But before I go to his question about insulation, because I will tell you all this, 90% of the homeowners that do do-it-yourself home improvement projects or additions do the insulation exactly, completely wrong. And I'll talk about that. But we have Dennis who's called in, and we invite your calls, 1-888-767-4348. Let us put our 30-plus years of broadcasting, our 40-plus years of home building and remodeling in Arizona to work for you. Whatever you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can phone us, and we'll put our experience to work for you. That's what we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. 1-888-767-4348.
I'll give that homeowner, as we bring Dennis into the conversation, that's looking to build a home, a little bit of one last piece of advice. Sleep on it. When you have a construction loan, you've got a time frame on when you get your money at different phases in the project based on different inspections. And a lot of times you can feel forced to make a decision in a split second real time, trying to keep up and make that next draw to meet the next inspection, to meet the next contractor that's going to be there. And you end up making bad decisions or decisions you regret later. May not have been bad, but you realize, you know what, I really should have just done this, and I wish I'd have done that. Make long-term decisions as well. Don't make a short-term. If this is your forever home, do it once right. Sleep on it. Make the decision the next day. Your home's not going anywhere. Your lot's not going anywhere. Don't make rushed decisions, because those
advice.
Become regretted decisions.
Great advice.
Dennis, welcome to the broadcast.
Morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
That's good. Has anybody been looking into how showers, on-site showers that are built, how they are built with the sub pan, with the sub base and all that?
Is anybody looking into it?
Yeah. You know, I've run into two contractors here, and they are, you know, legitimate contractors, and their men are installing the pan material flat on the slab of the house, okay?
Okay.
Then they build the sub pan or the pan, and then put the tile on it. Well, now all you've and then put it to the drain, right? All you've done now is made a pocket of water underneath all that grout.
Well,
you're supposed to have a quarter inch to a half inch of grade of on the sub base on that floor, then put the lining on.
I've seen it done a lot of different ways, Dennis, and in fact, in the last 10 years. There have been a lot of products brought onto the market that make shower pan installation much easier than it always was. But we have taken a flat slab area and poured a sloped floor, grout floor, and then you have to lay a vinyl pan on top of that. And then you install your grout and your tile on top of that as the finished surface. And the vinyl pan goes up the wall a good 18 inches. Now, that's the way we always did it back in the 70s, 80s, and even in the 90s. But there have been new products introduced all along the way. I would just encourage you in this project, do you have a building permit?
No.
Okay.
It's just a remodel thing. I had a leak in the wall from one pan already built that way in my house.
Yeah.
And it had a leak in the pan material, and it weeped. That's all it did. Well, if the whole thing would have been installed correctly on grade, quarter inch to a half inch of grade, it would have never even gotten to that little weep hole that it had that finally came out after years and years.
Well,
I had another man come out, and he's a licensed contractor, insured everything, okay? Legitimate people. And the men come out, they put the pan material flat on the slab. Then they put the dry grout in. Then they put the tile in. And that's wrong. The pan has to be on a graded material.
Well, what they're trying to do is catch any and all moisture, even at the point. I mean, if you've got that pan in there, it can't, on top of the slab, below the graded material, and it's done correctly, there's no place that water can go except down the drain. In that pinhole break that your original pan had, you know, that's unfortunate. A staple put someplace it shouldn't have been. But there are good contractors doing it both ways, Dennis. There are other contractors that are going in with pre-manufactured pans that just merely slip on top of the concrete slab, and then the pad is put on top of that. There's other pad materials that anymore we paint in place. So there's lots of options. If you're looking for long-term, best case, I'm with you. You would want to sink the shower floor to below grade, run the pan up well above the grade, and then any inerrant or misguided moisture that got in would fall into that concrete pan and would have to make its way. But unless you're willing to endure the cost of saw cutting the slab and everything else, I've seen contractors do it the way your contractor's doing it, and I've seen them do it the other way. I believe it's pretty well interchangeably acceptable given the products we're using at this time.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, you know, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside, whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.